do you get 50 Canadians out of a swimming pool? Or you say, please get out of the swimming pool.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was born and raised in a place called Canada, and we're celebrating our 150th birthday. Yes, it can get chilly here, but there's nothing quite like riding my dog sled home to my igloo, dousing my poutine in maple syrup, wrapping myself in a bearskin rug, or enjoying a nice stroll across the frozen tundra with my pet beaver Reginald. There are tons of Canadian stereotypes out there. Some are true. Yes, most of us are more comfortable in ice skates than shoes. We do use the word "eh" now and then, eh? We proudly sport Canadian flags on our luggage, and most of us have uttered this sentence, "Could you please pass me a serviette? I spilled poutine on my parka." We are extremely polite, too. If you happen to bump into one of us, we will likely apologize, even if it was your fault. This gets tricky when one Canadian bumps into another Canadian. The apologizing can go on a while. "I'm so sorry." "No, I'm sorry. But it was my fault." "No, I really should not have been driving toward you in your lane." "Okay, apology accepted. Come over to my place for some back bacon and an Eat More bar. Just take off your shoes when you come in the front door." Some Canadian stereotypes are more fiction than fact. Our Mounties do not fight crime from horseback. You can buy guns in Canada. You can even drive a Hummer. But drugs are not free, and the Queen does not run our country. Here are some actual questions Canadians have been asked by tourists. I will do my best to answer them. What time do they turn on the Northern Lights? Well, I think it's about 9 p.m. Do I need a metric compass when I go hiking? Yes, otherwise it will freeze and get stuck and you may end up in Russia. If the sign says 100 kilometers, how far is it really? Well, it's 100 kilometers. So how do you guys keep your teeth? I've heard the cold snaps them off. Well, every Canadian kid gets false teeth for his fifth birthday, eh? I want to walk from Vancouver to Toronto. Can I follow the railroad tracks? Well, sure, you can. It's only 4,000 miles, so you may want to take a snack or two. Which direction is north in Canada? Well, you face south, then turn 180 degrees. Someone asked me about a week ago if I was a proud Canadian. I paused, then said, well, I'm a thankful Canadian. He asked why the distinction. I travel to many countries, and I couldn't be more thankful for home. Sure, it's colder than I'd like for about 6 months of the year, but it's a place of relative peace and safety, populated by a fantastic, generous people. I'm thankful. But proud? Righteousness exalts a nation, wrote wise King Solomon, but sin condemns any people. The New Living Translation says godliness makes a nation great. I've spoken at many prayer breakfasts in America and Canada, and recently had the honor of speaking for the National Prayer Breakfast Committee in Ottawa. Each time I do so, or talk politics over a cup of coffee, or see another reminder on the news of how far we've strayed from where our fathers hoped we'd end up, I think of 2 Chronicles 7. It is addressed to people like me. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins and heal their land. And so today, as I give thanks for where God placed me, I'm reminded to humble myself, to pray, to seek God, to turn from my wicked ways, and also, I think, to ask myself this. If I spent half as much time praying for my leaders as I do complaining about them, I wonder what might happen. Just a thought from a grateful Canadian, eh?
This month, a generous group of ministry friends have put together a match pledge of $75,000 towards all of the ministries of Back to the Bible Canada, including Laugh Again. So whatever your gift, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $75,000. Now there's a great return on an investment. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.